This is episode 100 of the We Choose Respect Worldwide Podcast, and we are so excited. We have a worldwide audience. We have a growing audience, but we don't have a lot of subscribers on iTunes. And if you subscribe to us on iTunes, it will help more folks discover the Parentcast and be exposed to all the great information that we've been sharing with you. So please go to WeChooseRespect.com. We have a convenient link to the iTunes store right there at the top of the page, or go directly to iTunes and search the We Choose Respect Parentcast. Thanks so very, very much for your ongoing love and support.
We Choose Respect.
This is the We Choose Respect Worldwide Parentcast. We are committed to giving parents the information and tools they need to help their kids grow to be happy, healthy, and respectful, baby. And now, here is your host, Jed Lee.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Come in, come in, have this. We have a seat of honor here for you. Please sit back, take a load off. My name is Jed Lee, and this is episode 100 of the We Choose Respect Worldwide Parentcast. I am, I'm delighted, but most of all, I'm blown away. It's hard for me to believe that we've created 100 episodes in such a short period of time. I mean, it seems like yesterday when we launched the very first We Choose Respect Parentcast, and then, you know, we had some technical things and so we didn't launch another one for a couple of weeks. But ever since then, we've been cranking them out three times a week, and here it is just 6 or 7 months later, and we're on episode 100, and you've been with us and you've been supporting us, and we're so thankful and so grateful. I believe in the bottom of my heart that the Parentcast is here to help you help your kid to shine, to help you help your kid be the person that he or she is meant to be, to make the most of their talents and abilities, to inspire them, to help them grow happy. That's why we have great guests on like Vig Mama Stephanie Dreyer and my buddy Renaud Alexandre to help learn healthy eating and exercise habits. The Parentcast is all about helping you help your kids to be happy. And that's one reason we feature great authors of fun books like, you know, like Katherine Ryan Hyde or Sherry Fink. That's one reason we feature such great music, music that you can enjoy with your kids, music that will make you happy so that you can, you're not as stressed out and at the end of the day. And a really huge mission of the Parentcast is to help you help your kid stay safe. And that's important. You know, the world is a beautiful place, a place full of wonder. And we want to encourage our kids to explore and to be curious and to discover new things. But we also want them to do that in a safe way. And it's very, very important. And we need to remember that one of the most dangerous places our kids could go to, this is going to sound crazy, but it's true, is into their pocket. Because inside their pocket is this thing. You might be listening to the show on one of these things right now. This thing called a cell phone or a mobile device. It's basically a computer that you can hold in your hand, a computer that has more computing power than all of the computers that were on the Apollo spaceship that went to the moon and back. Your kid has an instrument in their pocket that you bought them to help them stay safe, so you knew where they were, so you could contact them, they could contact you if they needed help. You gave those kids, your kids, that device so that they could explore the world and discover new things and access the internet. But unfortunately, that access goes two ways. And that thing that allows your kids to access the internet and discover all these wonderful things could also allow a predator to access your kid. So we need to teach our kids how to stay safe on the internet. And that means we need to teach ourselves how to do that. And we need to be aware of what's going on out in the internet. And that, it's a challenge. Because it's changing all the time, and we need to have good people on our side to help us. And we have a great person we're welcoming to the Parentcast, Dr. Michael Nucitelli. He is an expert at this, and he's created a great website, a great resource for parents, and he's going to tell us all about it today. I also thought it would be fitting to have somebody on the episode 100 who has been here on, I'm pretty sure, on every episode of the Parentcast. That's the voice of Chris Hardy, and Chris Hardy is going to be here. He's going to be sharing some of his music, and he's also going to be telling you about a great new project. He's putting together his fifth album, and is a great way for you to become involved. So that's happening today too. Dr. Michael Nucitelli and Chris Hardy. It's going to be a fantastic show. Before we bring in Dr. Michael, I want to give a special shout out to a brand new friend of our family. Her name is Christina. She's from Italy. And we just met Christina, and she is absolutely amazing. You know, I tell you that our family has hosted international students, and it's been such a joy and a blessing to our lives. And one of the blessings of hosting international students is not only do we get to meet these amazing young people who share our home and become part of our family by staying with us for months or a year at a time, we also get to know their friends. And in many cases, we get to be very close with these young people also. And then every once in a while, something like what happened this weekend happens, where a friend of a friend has a friend who's coming to Boston, and they reach out to us and say, hey, could this friend of mine stay with you for a day or two? And that's what happened this past weekend, and that's how we got to know Christina. And her initial plans kind of fell through because of the snow. So what it ended up happening is Christina spent the entire day with my wife and I, and we had the pleasure of sharing Boston with her from the comfort of my brand new van. it was really wonderful. It was very cold outside, and we realized that, you know, she didn't have a lot of time, and being able to take a driving tour of the city, it allowed her to see a lot of the city. But it also allowed us to get to know this really, really exceptional young person. And I feel like it was a gift and a real blessing to have her come in to our life. And I really feel like we made a new friend. And so I really do. I want to give a big shout out to Christina. Thanks for all the joy that you brought into our lives. Thank you so much. We are looking forward. We will be seeing you again. Okay, call to action time. Please visit Jedlie.com. That's Jedlie.com. Click on the live show information button at the top of the page. Find out all about my great live motivational shows that are perfect for a school, a church, a library, a civic event. Share it with the people in your community, that book enrichment programs, or bring programs to your church, or bring programs to the library, or book programs for the county fair. Share that information with them. And then let me know, because when I'm invited to your community because of your advocacy, I'm going to give you a big hug to say thank you. And also, even better, a free We Choose Respect t-shirt for you and for your beautiful kid. I'm very excited. You know me, I love technology. I love the wonderful things we can do with technology. I'm also very much aware of the terrible things that some folks deal with technology. So I'm always interested in speaking to someone who can educate us and tell us a little bit more about what we need as parents to help keep our kids safe. And today, my guest is certainly someone who's going to be able to help us do that. Dr. Michael Nucitelli is a New York State licensed psychologist, certified forensic consultant, one of those CIS guys, I guess, and author of An Information Age Dark Side of Human Consciousness Construct Called I, Predator. He completed his doctoral degree in clinical psychology in 1994 from Adler University and his forensic consultant certification from the American College of Forensic Examiners in 2006. In September 2011, Dr. Nucitelli established iPredator, Inc., and that offers educational advisory services regarding cyberbullying, cyberstalking, cybercrime, online sexual predation, internet defamation, cyberterrorism, and internet addiction. Dr. Nucitelli and iPredator's enormous internet safety themed website is free for all to use by visiting www.ipredator.co, not .com, .co. Welcome to the Parentcast, Dr. Nucitelli.
Oh, thank you, Ms. Doherty. And that was a mouthful, but thank you. I appreciate it.
It was. I don't normally read introductions, but yours is so impressive and fascinating that I wanted to do it. And I'm particularly, I just want to get into this right away. The idea of iPredator is a dark side human consciousness construct. What is that?
Okay, well, first and foremost for your listeners, iPredator is a theoretical construct that I authored back in, goodness now, late 2010, 2011. And what iPredator is, I will give you the Reader's Digest version. Obviously, anybody is welcome to go to our Internet Safety website and download it for free if they want to read about it. But iPredator is a theoretical construct. My construct, Dark Psychology, is a construct dealing with the dark side of human consciousness. iPredator, though, is an information age dark side of human consciousness construct, hence me being a forensic shrink. But iPredator, in a nutshell, deals with anyone, whether it's a person, a group, even a nation, that uses information and communications technology to harm, victimize, exploit, steal from, and taunt others. So what iPredator is made up of are 8 typologies, which, as I said, anybody can go to the website, which includes, for children, would be cyberbullying, and then you have cyber harassment, internet trolling, cyber stalking, cybercrime, online sexual predation, cyber terrorism, and the newest one that I added, which makes the 8th typology, is online child pornography consumption and distribution. So iPredator is essentially a global concept that includes all those typologies. There's iPredator.
So it's basically because I'm nowhere near as smart as you. A collection of all the stuff that all the nasty evil stuff that people are doing online and with technology.
Yes. So what I would prefer someday, and obviously it would be nice if iPredator becomes part of the English lexicon, but I hope someday within schools and within, and I'm also patriotic, within the country, is somebody can use the word iPredator and they don't have to get caught up in all the specifics.
So if somebody uses
the term iPredator and it's a parent that you're speaking with and they say the iPredator is targeting my child, well, you know that iPredator is either likely a cyberbully, an internet troll, or an online sexual predator. So basically, iPredator is those who use cyberspace to hurt others.
Okay. And this is a huge problem. I know you know this, but I think a lot of times parents don't want to acknowledge that that it is a huge problem, and kids are involved. And one of the things I do, Dr. Mike, you may not know this, I present educational and motivational magic shows at schools around the country. And one of the things I do, and I'm there primarily to motivate and educate the kids. But one of the things I do all the time is I take a minute to educate the teachers. And the way I do that is when I'm talking to a group of second, third, fourth, fifth graders, I talk to them and I go, hey, how many guys have cell phones? How many guys use email? How many guys are on Instagram, Facebook? And the teachers, you can hear their jaws drop when they look out in the audience and 40 to 50% of the kids have their hands raised. Now, I know a lot of those.
And that per- that percentage is always going to grow.
Yeah.
In fact, and once again, not to defend parents, but if you look at all of us, and I'm not saying we all have to become internet safety savvy, but one of the missions of iPredator Inc., by the grace of God, is to one day make basic internet safety training, skills building, compulsory in all schools, K through 12. You know, so for like kindergarten, first grade, second, third graders, it's not talking about online sexual predators, but it's beginning to present, because they will, as you said, they'll already have mobile phones with them. It's beginning to introduce to them, you know, how to conduct oneself in cyberspace, digital citizenship, and not stranger danger, but cyber stranger danger, who to talk to, who not to talk to. Because children, I had a parent, goodness gracious, I would say in November of 2015, her four-year-old child, Mr. D, 4 years old, was given an iPhone.
Uh-huh, yeah.
4 years old.
Yeah. I'm not surprised at all, because I see it, and it baffles me sometimes because I couldn't afford to give my 4 year old an iPhone, but it also I'm just amazed at how little training kids get, and again, like we said, I mean, technology is changing so much. You know, there's, you know, I mentioned Instagram and Facebook, and these are things that most of us familiar with, but there's also Snapchat and WhatsApp. And it seems like every other day there's a new way for kids to communicate with each other. And every one of those ways means that there's a way for strangers to communicate with our kids, or iPredators to communicate and potentially victimize our kids.
Yes. And not to scare the parents, because it's not about creating fear. But it's understanding online child predators, Mr. Doherty. They know how to work, manipulate Instagram, Snapchat, and now the new big one, Keek. They know how to use those. And, you know, so what they do is, particularly when it comes to online child predators, they keep three steps ahead of us people who are trying to prevent. But what they do is they get really good at using those platforms, and then they create their own, you know, profiles. And oftentimes they're not who they say they are.
Sure.
And what they do is they begin to groom a child to try to get them offline.
Yeah. You know, this issue hit very close to home for me many, many years ago when my kids were very young. And I had performed at a school in Connecticut 1 month. And a couple of months later, I was in Connecticut again, and I was going to another school. And as I was driving to that school, there was a, you know, news flash on the radio. And this was before I had a satellite radio. So I was listening to a local station and said, oh, we're just getting word in on a student from Danbury who was abducted and killed. And we'll have more on it later on. And when I left that performance at that school and was driving back, it turns out that kid was a kid who had just seen my show a couple months before at that school.
Oh, goodness, I'm so sorry.
That had actually reached out to me and, you know, had gone on my website to get a free magic book and sent me an email. And it's horrible. It's just horrible. And, you know, so I've been on my kids who are now 20 and 22 and talking to them about this issue for a long, long time. What are just some basic things? And I know parents can go to your website and download a wealth of information and tips, but what are some things right now that parents should be aware of and some things that parents can teach their kids to help keep them safe?
Well, there's two things. As I said, and I sent you the link because my website is quite large, but everything at the website is free to download. For internet safety purposes, I don't even ask people to give, you know, provide an email address or any personal information. So I had sent you the link for the iPredator Internet Safety Guide.
Yep.
So, but most important, first and foremost, is personal information. It is the less personal information a child and all online users, not just children, the less we share in cyberspace, the lower probability of being targeted. Now, it can't certainly, you know, insulate us completely, but what iPredators, online sexual predators, do is they will go to a child, and this happens with adults as well, they'll go to all your social networking sites for a child, their Keek, their Snapchat, their Instagram, their Twitter, and they'll get bits of information.
Mm-hmm.
And if that child in all those different platforms are presenting, I don't know, their cell number, their home address, any personal information, an online sexual predator takes all those and puts them together to formulate, which is almost like a profile, in how to groom, control, and then manipulate a child.
Mm-hmm.
So personal information is number one.
Mm-hmm. So no person.
The second thing that is very important, and we're learning more about it. One, your parents may be interested. It's called information age wellness. And information age wellness is a concept, because what we're seeing, and again, with adults as well, is children are essentially no longer going outside, playing, doing what kids do, kind of like when I was young.
Sure.
You know, I went outside. Today, children are spending all their time, whether it's on their mobile device or on their computer, and what are they not doing? They're not exercising.
Right.
They're not moving, and they're becoming enveloped by internet safety. So, for instance, regionally here, there's a sports nutrition company called Goliath Labs, and we're now working together for anybody who, you know, exercises or into fitness, go to Goliath Labs. And what we're starting to do is beginning to create an educational platform to encourage not just parents, but all online users, how do I say this nicely, to get off their butts and get outside.
Well, that's a nice way to say it. There are some other ways, but it's real important. It's real important for us to get up and to get active and to remember that. I just wanted to get back just for a minute. We're talking about, not sharing information. I think most kids would say, oh yeah, I'm not going to give out my phone number. I'm not going to give out my address, but there are other little things that kids share. There are other ways kids share personal information while they're not even aware that they're sharing this information. What kind of things are those?
Well, basically, for instance, we have in Google Plus, which we also do, our internet safety volunteers.
Uh-huh.
They're called CANE, Cyber Attack Investigation Network, and iPredator. We have both public and private communities. And what the volunteers do is we go out and we look for, whether it's online child pornography, whether it's cyber stalking, cyberbullying, internet trolls. And what we have come to, conclusion with those two, we have both public and private communities, is that the other construct, I could talk to you for 3 hours because you have such great questions. One of the sub-constructs of iPredator is called ODDOR, O-D-D-O-R. Offline distress dictates online response. It's right at the website to download.
Okay.
Applying to children, the way a child's offline life is, if they're depressed, if they're anxious, if they're angry, I believe, I can't prove it yet, is going to reflect how they interpret and how they behave online.
Mm-hmm.
So if a child is discouraged, if a child is angry, when they go into cyberspace, they could very likely engage in high-risk online activities because of their offline, how
sure.
they're feeling about themselves.
Yep. Well, that makes perfect sense. if a kid is hurting, feeling depressed or ignored or whatever, and finds, a quote-unquote shoulder to cry on, and it turns out that that's an iPredator. I mean, that's the perfect storm for that kid.
Yeah, well, I love how you used the term perfect storm. And again, not to defend parents, but it seems to be, I say this all the time, whether it's radio, it's dealing with parents, people who call me, we act as if we live in 1983. We act as if we live in a pre-information age world.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, we are slowly but surely being enveloped by information technology.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So that is the first thing for parents, is understanding, and I know this sounds ridiculous and commonsensical, it is, parents, we live in the information age, and your child, depending on their age, are slowly but surely, if they're, are going to be enveloped by using their mobile devices, their desktops, VLEs, which is moving, virtual learning environments in schools. It's all moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, well, Dr. Nucitelli, do you want us to turn off the internet? No.
Mm-hmm.
Information technology is wonderful. What I'm saying is, for all of us, including parents, it's understanding we live in the information age.
Yeah, yeah. And it is just going to get more and more enveloping when we're talking about those Google glasses that you can, you know, walk around, and you're literally going to be, have one foot in reality and one foot in cyberspace if what I'm hearing about comes true.
Yeah, and everything I do is, particularly when it comes to radio, is education,
mm-hmm.
prevention education. And I don't want your listeners to think I'm fatalistic because, again, Dr. Nuge does not want to turn off the internet. I love the internet,
sure.
You know, but it's getting parents to understand until our schools begin to, as I said, introduce basic internet safety in schools. Parents have to begin to take, to make an effort to work with their kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I love what you're doing with Goliath to encourage kids to get outside and to exercise and to move.
Oh, yeah. No, that's very important. And God bless Goliath Labs, you know, and God bless the volunteers who work with me and our communities, Keen and I Predator. It is hopefully before I die, and I'm 51 years old, I and my associates can be successful in getting internet safety basic skills trainings in the schools.
Yep.
So, for instance, I'm 51. When I was a kid, we had health class.
Mm-hmm.
And in health class, you know, you got health stuff, and I had to learn about alcohol drug prevention education. I had to learn about safe sex. Well, what I'm saying is children in classrooms need to begin to be introduced the basic tenets of internet safety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I'm older than you, and I'm all, you know, my hands right up there saying amen with what you're saying, because I agree. One of the lessons that my kid learned, because I have been managing my own website, and I have very little internet skills, but I've been managing my own website for 15 years. And I was amazed when I discovered that pages that had been on my website 15 years ago, you can still find them. I can't find them on my computer, but they're floating around in cyberspace. And when my son was in fifth or sixth grade, and I was telling this and telling them anything you put online is permanent, will always be out there, and he kind of scoffed at me. I sat down with him and I just demonstrated that. And in the picture of my website when he was with me on stage when he was 4 years old, that he made me take down. And we could find that online. He was shocked. And so my kids were lucky that they had a dad who knew how to build a website and had that experience and has been dealing with this. But you, like you said, there's, you know, parents, that there's so much going on in our lives, and things are just kind of growing exponentially. I mean, this new thing that you're talking about, Kik or Keek, I hadn't heard about it until 5 minutes ago.
And that's only going to continue that with, because I, not to get into politics and idea, we live in a capitalist society.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And, as we move forward, there are going to be, each passing year, it seems like almost every month, there are going to be new platforms for children and for adults.
Mm-hmm.
That is just the natural advancements in technology and capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. But it is for parents, as it relates to children, is to take the time to understand what is out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yeah.
And one of the steps, and I know it sounds silly, but parents seem to love it, when you download the Internet Safety Guide, I call it Digital Dinner. Okay?
Digital
and
Dinner.
What digital,
okay.
Dinner is, and you can even put it up on the refrigerator using, one of the Xerox copies of the monthly, of the month, is whether it's once a week, once every other week, or once a month, you get a pizza or whatever, digital dinner, and the children know this, when the family sits down, okay, digital dinner, the parent has to actually ask questions, not be judgmental, and kind of like say, hey, Susan, what is this new Keek thing I heard about? And during digital dinner, the objective is for the parent to become the student and to create a, an ambiance or a forum for the child to become teacher.
Yeah.
And during digital dinner, the parent's job is essentially to act stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what is it? What is this geek thing? I know nothing about it. And by, you know, saying less and not, and allowing the child to explain whatever it is, and, you know, what is this sexting thing I heard about? I heard about it at work, Susan. What is it? And it's beginning to slowly, but creating an environment to where the child understands it's digital dinner tonight. It's Wednesday, let's say. And the child comes, and I can guarantee, because those families that do it, it works.
Mm-hmm.
The child will begin to open up and actually, in some, look forward to it.
Yep.
Because now they're the authority. And what do children want to be? They want to be an authority.
Yeah. This is brilliant. And I know the real key to this is, as you said, is not to be judgmental. To ask the question and to listen and to let the kids answer without being worried about you jumping down down their throat.
Yes, and even if, between you and I and the listeners, even if you're an internet safety expert, even if you know about social platforms, even if, let's say you're an InfoSec expert, during digital dinner, you play stupid.
Yep.
Huh. You know, now is there a little white lie in there? So, for instance, if you have studied your internet safety savvy and you know about Instagram and Snapchat and the pitfalls, what I'm saying during digital dinner, well, kind of nudge the truth. What is it about this Instagram?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I love the idea of empowering the kids, because that's what we're doing, is we're empowering the kids. And I think our kids, when we teach them virtues and values, you know, they hold on to them. And this is a great way for them not only to tell you about and educate you and to start the dialogue between parent and child about these different social platforms, but also might be a way to start talking about, you know, how do we use these platforms respectfully and responsibly and safely.
Exactly. And for the listeners, for the parents, for digital dinner to work, you have to be consistent. So, like I said, if you're going to pick every week one day, one dinner, or every other week, you have to do it consistently. So after a couple of months, the child knows that every second Wednesday or every Wednesday is digital dinner. So the consistency of digital dinner is paramount in order for it to work.
Yeah, and I imagine if you have it every week, you won't run out of subjects to talk about anytime soon.
Not at all.
And just, I mean, we know the power of sitting down and having family dinners and having that time to share together and open up and you know, I always tell parents, you know, if you want to talk about those quote-unquote big important subjects, the time to start talking about those things that we want to talk to our teenagers about, we start the conversation when they're kids and they're 2 and 3. And, you know, and the digital dinner is a great way to kind of just, you know, be part of our ongoing communication with kids about all those different subjects we want to talk to them about.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I need to ask you, because there's a part of me inside that's the cynic, the saying there's a catch that sounds too good to be true. Now, you provide your internet safety guide for parents for free. You don't, like you said, you don't even ask for an email address. So why? What's in it for you? Why are you offering all this valuable information for free?
Well, I do have to thrive. I do have a services page. So, you know, when people call, because I do get a lot of phone calls, I give a free initial consultation. So whether it's 10 minutes or 2 hours, the initial consultation is free. But I do consultation where I have to charge. I do training, speaking. I've created internet safety assessments, you know, that are available for purchase. But, you know, the importance is for me, and again, I'm very passionate about it. Children are being, I don't want to, it amazes me that we live in this world, Mr. Daugherty. Here in America, we are supposedly the apex nation within the world, mm-hmm. including other industrialized nations. And we act as if we turn our heads like there is no dark side in cyberspace.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, and mm-hmm. we're allowing children to sit here from the moment they get up to the moment they go to bed to have that little black mobile device, because we're moving away from desktops mm-hmm. to where now they're leaving your house, parents, and what do they have in their pocket or in their, you know, their pocketbook or in their book bag? A mobile device.
Yeah.
So 10 years ago, there were desktops. So at least you could put it in the center of the house and you could know what your kid was doing.
Right.
Well, today, when they leave the house, they're leaving with their computer,
mm-hmm.
which is a mobile device.
Right.
That is dangerous.
Yeah.
And if we as a country do not take an initiation, I mean, goodness gracious, Mr. Daugherty, I mean, everybody can see now, like with ISIS and cyber terrorism, what are they using to try to manipulate and indoctrinate children and people? Social media.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
no.
That's why. I'm sorry.
No. No. I was just agreeing with you 100%.
So that's why, to me, you know, as I said, parents do not have to be internet safety savvy. What I'm asking parents and all of us to do is, how do I say this? Wake up.
Yeah.
We live in the information age.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Amen. No, I absolutely agree full-heartedly. It's so very important, and we would never ever think about allowing our kids to leave home. You know, allowing our elementary school kids or our middle school kids to leave home and walk down the street with a stranger, but that's essentially what they could be doing because that stranger could be in their pocket.
That's, if I was with you right now, I'd give you a big Italian hug because that is exactly what I'm trying to communicate.
Yeah.
All I can say is spot on, Mr. Daugherty. Spot on.
Well, thank you. Well, this iPredator is this whole. I don't want to say iPredator is spot on. You know, the concept is great. You know, I do want to get to the point when we're all just we can just say iPredator, and we know that we're talking about someone who is using technology to hurt others, kids. Adults, seniors, you know, they're trying to hurt our nation, and that's a great place we want to work towards. I think what you're doing and your efforts is spot on, and I love what you're doing. And I wanted to make a point of the fact that you're not collecting email addresses from the parents who are downloading this stuff. That there's so many people out there who give something for free, and. There's nothing wrong with it. They're giving something for free to get access to you. But I love
right. That's called in the SEO internet marketing.
Exactly.
That's called a call to action.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, I don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, to me, that is not internet safe. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't collect emails. I don't take personal information. Because if I was collecting it, that increases the probability that said online user, you know, some cyber criminal could access, you know, so I don't do that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm really happy for what you do. And I want to thank you so much for being there for all of us, for our parents, and especially for our kids, because it's so important. You know, that girl many years ago, Christina, I still remember her. Remember her. And it's horrible what happened to her. And if we can make sure we can work together to make sure none of our kids are victimized by technology, either by a cyber criminal or by just being enveloped and, you know, just kind of turning into a lump because we don't get outside and exercise at all.
Exactly.
We need to teach our kids how to use technology well and wisely. So thank you so much for what you do. And thank you for being here and being part of the We Choose Respect Parentcast.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Daugherty.
Wow, Michael kept referring to Mr. Daugherty. I'm every time I heard that, I'm looking around going, when did my dad get here? I don't understand this. Anyways, listen.